This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The Monday deadline is just around the corner for Americans without health insurance to sign up for a plan or risk a penalty. The focus has been on people without insurance, but what about those without enough insurance? Conrad Wilson reports.
Just because you have health insurance doesn't mean it's any good.
Having insurance that is good, comprehensive coverage means that if you get sick, you're not in fear that it's going to wipe out your life savings.
That's Kathy Shane with the Commonwealth Fund, which has a report out today that found nearly 32 million people were underinsured in 2012. That was before people could sign up for health care under the Affordable Care Act. But some say the problem of being underinsured persists. Susie Jeffries runs the North by Northeast Community Health Center in Portland, Oregon. She says often patients who don't qualify for Medicare choose the next cheapest health care option.
They are often forced financially to choose a bronze-level plan that is kind of crappy coverage. Yeah, we're seeing that a lot.
And it's not just people in poverty who are impacted. According to the Commonwealth Fund's report, 6% of the underinsured are considered middle class. I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.